Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. San Juan Regional Medical Center is your community hospital, committed to making life better for the communities we are privileged to serve. In fact, better is our mission, improving lives through personalized health and care. What matters most to our patients matters most to us. Offering a comprehensive range of inpatient, outpatient, and emergency care services so you can get the quality care you need right here at home. San Juan Regional Medical Center, celebrating life better here since 1910. It is Thursday morning, the 10th day of the 11th month, 2022. Good morning, everyone. I'm Scott Nicklin. Thanks for tuning in to KSJE 90.9 FM over the air here in San Juan County, New Mexico. 103.3 FM when you're listening to us up in Durango, Colorado. And when you're anywhere else on the planet, you can always tune in. Just go to our website at ksje.com. Or for programs like this, because this is a visual radio program, you can watch us. Just go to our KSJE Facebook page, our YouTube channel, or our Twitter account to see the program that you're listening to on the radio. Coming up this morning, we are getting an update on economic development efforts, of course, here in the region from Arvin Trujillo with Four Corners Economic Development. Hope you'll stay tuned for that conversation. It begins in the next few moments right here on KSJE. Then later on this hour, I'll be checking in with the Marine Corps on a special birthday celebration that is coming up this weekend in Farmington. So we hope you'll stay tuned for that. That's coming up today at 8:50 a.m. right here on the program. Next hour, of course, Mick Hess will take us roving with the arts. Mick is featuring music from Mozart this morning, The Marriage of Figaro. You'll hear that and more coming up next hour on Roving with the Arts. Don't forget, you can also connect with us on our Instagram page in addition to Facebook and YouTube and Twitter. And if you're a podcast person, we invite you to subscribe for free to KSJE Podcasts and maybe discover a new program that you may have missed. You can find them on wherever you listen to podcasts, basically, like places like iTunes and Spotify and iHeartRadio Podcasts and Google Podcasts and Pandora. The list goes on and on, so we hope you will check them out. Outside our studios, it is sunny but cold this morning. Sunshine in Farmington, 33 degrees at the moment. We are expecting a mostly sunny day but cooler day today. 44 for a high this afternoon in Farmington. Clear tonight with a low near 20 degrees. Tomorrow, sunny, but 42 for a high, 19 overnight on Friday. Partly sunny skies on Saturday, the high of 46, maybe warming up to 53 on Sunday, 47 for high on Monday, mid to lower 40s pretty much for the rest of next week, and overnight lows, as you can see, in the mid to lower 20s. Well, let me turn to my guest, who is here with me this morning, as I mentioned, to talk with me a little bit about economic development. He is back from his world tour throughout most of Europe and maybe visiting with the crown heads of Europe. I don't know. We'll ask him. Arvin Trujillo is joining me this morning. And Arvin, good morning. Good to see you.
Good morning, Scott. Yeah, I'm getting over the traveling that we did, but it was a worthwhile trip for us.
Looks like you had a great trip with your family, and so we're glad to have you back here in the Four Corners, though, and of course back on the program. To start with, I guess you've got an event coming up that you want to let folks know about, right?
Yes, we've got our economic development breakfast briefing coming up on the 15th, and this session we're going to be having New Mexico State come in. We've got the chancellor for New Mexico State coming in along with a number of his key people, and they're really looking at how they can assist us here in the county with our economic development efforts. There are a number of areas that they're currently working on with us right now, and so they're going to come in and kind of give us a report, give us an update, but also work with us on new opportunities that they see possible here in San Juan County.
Very good. And are these areas economic development areas that we've been talking about, like healthcare maybe, or higher education, or manufacturing, those types of things, or are these some new areas that we haven't been talking about?
No, they're pretty much areas we've been talking about. One is we've been in a real close partnership with New Mexico State on our Hydrogen Hub initiative. And in fact, we are in the processes, or we have put in a demonstration project. They've been helping us with that. We're coordinating our efforts with NAPI along with the university on how we would like to proceed, and putting those pieces together. We're also working with them on agriculture, looking at what we can do in enhancing the farming efforts there at NAPI, and also including some of our smaller farms here, seeing how they could assist us with the food hub. And again, they're also they have an economic development council there at the university. And they're looking at how they might be able to further assist us here in the county with data collection, with grant development. And again, so we're really interested in continuing our partnerships. They're also looking to see if they might be able to assist us with our business retention and expansion efforts. So there are a number of things that they're willing to work with us on, and we're really happy to have them coming in and provide us a report and basically introduce themselves to the county.
Right. Very good. And so this is coming up. This is one of your breakfast sessions, which you have been doing throughout the year quite regularly. And so give us the details again on when this is happening.
Yes. You can subscribe to our newsletter. That's where the announcement is located at. To get onto our newsletter, it's www.4corners.com. And a portal will come up asking you to provide some information where we could send you the newsletter. Upon that subscription, you'll be able to get the announcement. There is a ticket that we're asking. There's no cost to this, but this just helps us get us a count so we can make sure that we don't leave anybody hungry there as we bring in our breakfast burritos and coffee and etc. So again, we just want to make sure that we have a good count of people coming in. It'll be at the Farmington Civic Center on the 15th, beginning at 7:30 a.m. It's from 7:30 to 9 a.m. And as I indicated, we'll have not only Chancellor Arvizu, but he'll be bringing a number of his key people who are working on a number of different projects with him to give us an update and to really discuss what opportunities they may be seeing here in San Juan County and how we can better partner with them at the university.
Very good. Well, that sounds great that they're going to be in the area and giving some of their expertise, sharing some of their expertise with the area as well, so folks can come and hear what they have to say. That's great. And another thing I want to ask you about, of course, we just got through the elections this week, and there's a big change on the Navajo Nation, a new president who will be inaugurated, and a female vice president for the first time, I think, in the tribe's history. And so I know that means some things for you, Arvin Trujillo, and as far as economic development and just making sure some ongoing partnerships with the tribe, I guess, continue even with a new administration, right?
That's correct. You know, we've been monitoring what's happening with the Navajo Nation. As people are well aware, we have an MOU with them looking at the feasibility study concerning the railroad that we want to get in place. We've also got some other projects that we've been working with the nation on. So, you know, there's going to be a lot of education that's going to be taking place, not only on the executive branch with a new president and new vice president coming in, but also on the council side. There's going to be a lot of changes there on the council. One, there'll be a new speaker for the Navajo Nation Council. And two, out of the 24 current members on the council, only 9 of those members will be returning. The rest will all be new council members. And the number of women council or council women has increased. There'll be 9 councilwomen on the council now. So again, it's changed the whole, I think it's going to be changing how the council looks at different things. We'll be looking at new members. We're definitely going to be looking at new leadership with the different standing committees. We will be looking at a new speaker, a new president, a new vice president. And of course, with the new administration coming in, there's going to be a number of new division directors. And so again, there's a whole lot of education that's going to have to take place fairly quickly, because we have to continue with our railroad project, some of our energy projects, our effort with NAPI and the Hydrogen Hub Initiative. So, you know, we see that happening. And also on the state side, we're going to have to gear things up and move in that area also.
Right. Very true. But no changes, at least at the top of the state government in New Mexico, with the governor winning re-election. There may be some minor changes in the roundhouse, of course, but those people that you've been communicating with probably will stay in office unless they decide to make a change, right?
Yes. You know, there's not as much education, but again, it's keeping people informed as to what we're doing, such as how we're proceeding with the Hydrogen Hub Initiative and what we're doing here in Northwest New Mexico. It's looking at how, and one of the things we're wanting to do is really begin to work with the legislature to see how we can get additional support here. As we've spoken before, Scott, we have a federal rapid response team here that's working with us to see how we can bring more federal funding into the region as we transition from fossil fuel development here and move towards a more diversified economy. But also the state has to be involved in those efforts. And so again, we're going to have to continue that education process. And with the changes happening, the minor changes, but again, we'll have to see how things work out in terms of the different standing committees within the state legislature and how we want to approach that, and how do we see of getting more support here in San Juan County. So those are some of the challenges that we see coming up in January.
Right, right. Going back to the Navajo Nation, Arvin Trujillo, did you have any conversations with the candidate, Boone Nygren, when he was running for president? Do you have any idea what his stance is on economic development? I would seem to think that most politicians who've been newly elected would be in favor of economic development efforts for the Navajo Nation.
Yes, in fact, he came here and met with a number of key stakeholders here in the county. And again, we also were looking at how we could better inform them on what we're doing. We did have a good meeting with then candidate Dr. Boone Nygren about what we're doing here in San Juan County, some of the areas that we see as challenges as we continue to diversify our economy, and most importantly, how we can really begin to partner effectively with the nation to really see some things develop that would be beneficial not only to San Juan County, but to the Navajo Nation. He was very receptive to that. And so again, we hope to continue that type of update with him and working on how we can begin to further partner our efforts as we look at economic development. Because what happens here in San Juan County, we have, I believe we have about 18 or 19 chapters within San Juan County itself. So again, we are very tied to the Navajo Nation. So the better we can partner with them and develop our plans together, I think the more benefit we'll see for both sides here.
Right, sure. And you and I have been talking off and on, I know, Arvin Trujillo, about the efforts of some of the other changes that we're seeing in the San Juan County economy. The San Juan Generating Station has stopped producing power. The associated coal mine, the San Juan mine, is now shutting down as well. And so those two entities provided a lot of jobs for constituents of the Navajo Nation. And so I imagine that's got to be taking up some attention, too, of an incoming administration as to how do you replace those jobs and provide economic development and economic opportunities for residents of the Navajo Nation here on the eastern side.
Yes, you know, and again, it's really working through those processes. And really informing. I'll have to really take a closer look at the makeup of the council. I do know out of Eastern Agency, we have a new councilman coming in, Andrew Simpson. That'll be coming in. I believe Ricky Nez has been reelected. Eugenia Charles Newton has been reelected. Amber Crotty has been reelected. But again, as we look at the different makeups of the standing committees, we'll have to continue to inform them about what we're doing here in San Juan County and how we would like to move forward on our efforts here. And so again, that education process has to continue. And the education process even has to move forward here regionally. We've been working with the EDOs out of McKinley County and Cibola County, informing them on the things that we're doing here and better partnering, and in fact, working with them as we prepare for our efforts with the state legislature. And then, in fact, yesterday I was I gave a keynote out at the San Juan County, Utah, economic summit that they were having there, and shared with them what we're doing here. And they are very interested in a number of areas that we're working on. And so, again, we're looking at strengthening our relationships and partnerships there in Southeast Utah. So a lot going on right now, and a lot of it is at this early stage now with the elections done is going to be education based.
Sure. Right. And well, and you have spoken quite frequently with me about your efforts to maybe take more of a regional approach to economic development and not just work with San Juan County, but also reach out to some of the neighboring counties and make it more of a regional approach, even some of the federal delegations to try to go after some of these federal opportunities. And it sounds like that work will continue with whomever's in office, in whether it's Santa Fe or Denver or Salt Lake City or Washington, D.C. or Phoenix.
That's correct. And again, it's an ongoing process, and it's something that we have to continue working on. And so, you know, we're seeing this happen. We're continuing our educations with the communities, looking at a number of different projects. I think these economic briefings are vital in us getting this information out, making sure our newsletters are going out every 2 weeks so that people are aware as to what we're doing, the direction that we're moving on. And so again, we see a lot of good things coming as we prepare, basically really prepare for the coming year, and really hope to see some things happen as we move forward into 2023. So I'm real optimistic at this point. We've done a lot of work, and we're hoping to continue that effort as we move forward.
Very good. Well, I will give a shout out to your staff, Arvin Trujillo, because just as we've been talking, I have an email in my inbox just a few minutes ago for last call for the economic development breakfast briefing that we were talking about with NMSU. So they're on it this morning. So they're sending out the reminders to get those RSVPs in.
Okay, that's great.
So there you are. Let me ask you, too, a little bit about some of the ongoing projects, of course. We've talked about the railroad and some of the other things, but is there? I know work continues with the big grant for the rail planning. Is there any new update with that project?
Right now, we're moving forward with that whole effort. We're kind of looking at how we will be planning the outreach efforts as we move forward. It gets kind of difficult as you're looking into the holiday season here. So we're trying to figure out how do we best start the rollout and start moving this effort forward. And so we're kind of moving through that process right now. We've had some challenges in terms of getting necessary approvals on our work plans, but we're hoping to get through those pieces so that we can move forward starting in 2023. We've got a team that's really excited about this effort. They're focused on moving this thing forward. And so, again, we're just trying to make sure that we keep pace and we figure out how to make sure we keep the public informed as we move forward, because the goal of us is to keep this whole process transparent. We're developing a website so that we can have information available to the public and start our work as we move forward. So as far as the railroad's concerned, right now we did have the first informational meetings. We'll be expanding that effort. And so right now it's just trying to really planned this out because being the holiday seasons, you know, everybody has a number of things going on at this point in time. So we're just trying to see how do we best start to roll out and do it in a way that people are available to come in and meet with us and to listen to what we have to offer and what this whole effort is going to be focused on so that they get the information that's needed.
Right. Very good. And I know I mentioned Salmon Generating Station, of course, and I know there are some replacement power projects in the works to replace some of the power. And maybe you can talk a bit about some of these solar projects that are coming in to try to do that. I think folks maybe will start seeing some signs of construction in the very near future if we haven't already. But those are things that are already kind of on the books, aren't they, to happen here in San Juan County, and specifically, I know, in the Central Consolidated School District, right?
Yes. And again, we're looking at seeing how we may be able to get some of these projects moving. Again, some of these projects are having challenges in terms of the supply chain issues. And so they're wanting to move forward. We've got the rapid response team who are out in one of the locations where we do want to build one of the solar facilities, and so they are wanting to see how they can help expedite that whole process also. And so we're looking at that. We're looking at seeing how we can move forward with the pump storage project. Again, the rapid response team has been interested in seeing how that will progress and what we're looking at with that energy project. And so right now we're working through some of the challenges that are apparent with the supply chain aspects, with some of the unanticipated areas, the inflation aspects, and looking, making sure that the funding is there. So again, those are things that we're working on to make sure that we get these things answered so that we can see these projects start moving forward in 2023. And so that's the goal right now, Scott, is to really deal with these and mitigate these different challenges that are coming up so we can start moving forward and start seeing signs of construction and see signs of activity here in the county.
Right, right. And I know those things that you mentioned aren't just problems here in the Four Corners area. This is impacting projects nationwide, even globally, I would say, right? Supply chain, inflation,
yes.
All that stuff, right?
Yes, they are. And everybody is trying to deal with those situations as best they can. I think we have some real benefits here with having initiated this rapid response team. Right now, we've had some good partnerships with the Navajo Nation, and with this new administration, it looks like that will continue. We're starting to get more involvement from the regional area, which will be beneficial to the projects that we're working on. And so again, We're seeming to bringing the different components together so that we can see some real things happen this coming year. And so that's what we're really working towards, is to really get some things moving so that we can. I really want to see some projects going on the ground and see some things happening.
There you go. Well, I know we spoke last time, I think, Garvin Trio, about the major investment in state and federal money in road construction here, the Pinyon Hills extension across the Animas River up onto Crouch Mesa, $40 million in state and federal money coming to the region. I think groundbreaking should be starting in early 2023, if I remember the press conference correctly. And I do remember, I think, that the governor pledged the additional maybe $10 million that's lacking to complete the project. And I would hope that you and a lot of other folks will remind her of that pledge.
Well, again, those are some of the things that we've got that we're looking at as we develop our legislative strategy. And this is going to be a 60-day session. And so we're going to be up in Santa Fe making sure that we get our voice heard. And as I indicated, we want to approach this from a Northwest New Mexico point of view. And so, again, I've been working with both McKinley and Cibola counties to see how we can best do that. In fact, we'll be having some meetings later this month, really is shoring up our plans as to how we want to approach the state legislature this year and see if we can get some further investment here and make sure that promises that were made are kept as we look at a lot of our infrastructure needs here in the region here.
Very good. Is there anything on a short list that you can share with us this morning? We just have a few minutes remaining, Arvin Trujillo, but we mentioned, you know, transportation, and certainly the rail project will continue, but the road project, I think, is a major investment in the area, as was touted by city and county officials. But what else would be on your list?
Well, I'm also looking at, I think one thing that we're looking at is how we can look at beautification in the region. We're wanting to bring that to the forefront. We're also looking at getting support here in the region. The EDOs here have been talking about a grant writer. We've been talking about getting some additional personnel here in the region and seeing the state legislature can help us capacity-wise as we move forward with these efforts. We're also wanting to really look at how we can really get the support of the legislature as we move forward with the Hydrogen Hub Initiative, because that's one big project that we're looking at here in San Juan County. And if we can get a piece of those federal dollars coming down, a big part of that is going to be the matching aspects. And so working with New Mexico State, we want to begin to approach the state legislature on how that's going to all be handled, because we see some real possibilities looking at hydrogen development here in the region here, and that would also help businesses and really help our oil and gas areas also. And so we're really focused on that that piece there.
Very good. One final question for you, Arvin Trujillo. Of course, following the election, voters passed the local bond for San Juan College. One of the projects included in that bond was a $500,000, more or less, mountain bike park at the corner of 30th Street and College Boulevard. I would assume that would be certainly an outdoor recreational draw here to the region, but maybe play a role in economic development too, to have this facility accessible to the community at large?
No, I think that's fantastic, because, again, the idea here is, how do we make this a point of destination for individuals who are vacationing or looking for recreational opportunities? And in fact, we had that type of discussion with a number of folks up in Southeast Utah, looking at how can we come together as a region to really look at making this a destination area. And they're looking at a number of different opportunities there too, but having this type of recreational activity here where we can bring people in and they can see the facilities and they're willing to come and not only come and be a part of, or take advantage of those facilities, but stay and visit different areas here within the county. And again, that brings dollars from the outside in, and that only benefits the region. And so things of this nature are really welcomed. And it's just a way that we can continue to diversify our economy as we move forward.
Right. It sounds like we'll see a lot of benefits from this investment in recreation.
I really do think so. And again, this is a tremendous opportunity, and people are really looking at how they can contribute towards this effort. And again, hats off to San Juan College in moving into this direction. They've been a great partner for us, and we want to continue to work hand in hand with them as we move forward with our efforts to diversify our economy here in San Juan County.
Very, very good. Well, Arvin Trujillo, we are out of time. Once again, this happens to us every month when we get together. We can just talk all day about economic development, but we'll have to do it again next month. So thank you for being with me this morning. I appreciate it every time.
You bet, Scott, and you take care of that.
Thank you very much. That's Arvin Trujillo. He, of course, is the CEO of Four Corners Economic Development, and he's gracious to spend some time with me every month to give us an update on his efforts and some of the other economic development topics that are in the news each and every month. My guest this morning here on KSJE. KSJE and San Juan College present the Student Success Coaching Tip of the Week. Week 12, Eliminate Distractions. Studying without distractions is crucial. If you're studying alone, try to find a quiet space or put headphones on to block out noise from your surroundings. If you're in an area trying to study and it's just not working out, relocate. It might be frustrating to have to pick up and move, but it'll be worth it once you're in a good environment. Consider putting your phone on silent or vibrate. You can always respond to your messages after your study session. The Student Success Coaching Tip of the Week, presented by KSJE and the Student Achievement Center at San Juan College. KSJE is proud to support the Farmington Civic Center, presenting the Vienna Boys Choir, 2 p.m. Sunday, November 13th. These child musicians have been performing for audiences around the world for six centuries, with their purity of tone, distinctive charm, and diverse repertoire. The Vienna Boys Choir, 2 p.m. Sunday, November 13th at the Farmington Civic Center. Find out more at fmtn.org/shows.
Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.